All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future. Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. So glad to be with you this soggy Sunday morning. A little wet out there, but doesn't look as bad as yesterday. I had the great pleasure yesterday of having to drive down to Olympia. Oh my goodness, it was a white knuckler all the way down there, heavy traffic the entire way in the water on the road and the rooster tails and trying to see. It was really terrible.
It's part of living here.
Part of the Pacific Northwest. Hey, folks, we're going to talk about real estate today, among many other things, but we're really kind of having a little push on real estate because we've got a big real estate event coming up here, and that's going to happen next weekend. Holy cow, right?
It's not next weekend. The following weekend.
It's 2 weekends. Hey, folks, I got Taro Yarber in the office. This is my Sunday morning office.
There you go.
In studio today. And we're going to be talking about the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo that's going on in Bellevue, the April 27, 8, and 9. So it's like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or half a day on Sunday. So it's going to be a huge event, and it's for everybody interested in pretty much anything to do with real estate, kind of geared towards the real estate investor as far as whether you're going to be a buy and hold investor or you're going to be a flipper, and then all the different people that are related to the real estate process. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that I find, you know, so interesting that people have to put together is all of the people that are necessary to give you a successful business if you're going to be a real estate investor and how you set everything up such that you can be the most competitive you can be, and also just to run your business right. So we've got Taro here, and Taro is the founder of Fixated Real Estate here locally, and he started last year with this Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo really to fill a void in our market. Here we've got this raging real estate market been going on here for quite some time, and yet we really didn't have a lot of good educational opportunities for folks to go out and meet people, you know, meet lenders, appraisers, contractors. Oh my goodness, this is so many people. Attorneys, you know, we're going to be out there. Just everything you need to, you know, really put a successful business together. So, Taro, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Number one. And why don't you tell us a little bit about why you put this together? I kind of spilled the beans a little bit, fill a void. But since last year, in putting this one together, you still see that need.
Yeah, I mean, totally. So thanks for having me, Rick. And yeah, the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, which you can go to www.pnwrealestateexpo.com and find out a ton of information. But the reason why we're doing it, why last year was a success, we had a little over 500 people there. And the whole concept of it was, how do we become like the buffet of real estate investors, whether you're a real estate agent, maybe you're an agent that wants to become an investor, a local person that is interested in it, or more importantly, if you're already doing the business. And for guys like me and plenty of people of you out there that are investing in real estate, you have to fly out of state to go actually hear what the rest of the United States is doing in the real estate world. So we wanted to bring it here to the locally here in Seattle. So that way we have some of the big players in buy and hold, the big players in multifamily commercial, and as well as fix and flip, or anything that involves real estate investing, syndication, raising funding. You want to just buy your first house or you want to buy your 100th house. There's going to be something there for you because there wasn't anything here before in the Pacific Northwest that actually brought this all together underneath one roof. So that's what we're really excited about. That's why we continue doing it. That's why it's been a huge hit so far and why it's going to be a big success this year, too.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I've been going to have some panel discussions out there. where folks could have an opportunity for a little Q&A, asking the expert things, as well as just interacting with all the speakers and exhibitors there. They're over, what, 50 exhibitors?
Over 50 exhibitors. So we have over 35 professional real estate speakers, and it's going to be – and we have two cocktail parties, so if you just –
Well, there you go. That's worth the price of admission right there. Hey, folks, it does cost you a couple shekels to come out here. Education is never free. So check it out, and because you're listening right now to Your Partner in Law, when you go to checkout at PNW,
realestateexpo.com,
PNW, realestateexpo.com, that's going to, when you go to checkout, put in the code RICK75, RICK75, and you're going to get a $75 discount, so we want to get you off on the right foot with that, so
yes, sir.
Make sure you do that, and... you know, seminar is filling up. We, you know, I don't know if we're going to have to cut off tickets or not, but sign-ups are happening.
April 24th, we are cutting off all sales. We're already on track to selling out the event, and so do not delay.
Yep, get those tickets today, as they say. PNW Real Estate Expo.com. PNW Real Estate Expo.com. That's quite a mouthful on Sunday morning, but you got it. And then the code to check out for your $75 discount, RICK75. RICK75. So doesn't get much better than that. Hey, Tarl, what I'd really like to do today a little bit as best we can here on radio, because having graphics and charts and things like that's always challenging on the radio.
You just have people stare at the radio.
Yeah, just stare there and imagine. So this is where you get to use your imagination a little bit.
Driving.
But let's walk through kind of the process of acquiring a property. And we need to start at the beginning in what I would call the pre-acquisition phase, to where you're going to be decided, well, what kind of real estate am I going to be buying? Residential, commercial, multifamily, strip malls, whatever, you know, office, you know, you've got to decide which segment of real estate I'm going to go into. And then what am I going to do with the property? Am I going to buy and hold for the long term? Am I going to buy properties to fix them up and, as we say, flip them, make, you know, more short-term type profits? Most people that do that oftentimes use those short-term profits to lend to their long-term buy and hold strategies. And Charles, so, you know, from, you know, as an experienced investor and also working with many other folks around the local area as well as around the country, what are some of the most important things that the person who's going to be investing has to consider before they ever go out
and actually do it?
Do it and start writing an offer, an offer? Because that's a big step to make an offer. So we've got to be ready to go. So what are some of the things the investor needs to keep in mind?
Well, most importantly, it's know your niche. Know what you're going to be investing in. And whether you are a seasoned investor out there or whether you are just getting started, it doesn't really matter. You got to know what you're good at, what your end goal is. And where I've seen a lot of people fail is that they say, I'm just going to invest in real estate. So that means that I'm going to invest in anything that comes up that makes sense. Now, that in the long term is not going to work out, because you're going to find yourself being pulled in so many different directions. There's so many ways to make money in real estate, and there's also a lot of ways to lose money.
There's just as many ways to lose it, isn't that true?
That's right. So know what you're actually passionate about. If you actually love taking a piece of property that is, for lack of a better word, a piece of crap, because it's totally messed up, it's 100-plus years old.
It's so ugly duckling, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you want to polish it. Well, in that case, you love restoration, making it a piece of artwork or whatever, then go ahead and make it a fix and flip, right? Maybe that's something that you really enjoy. However, one advice I'd give for anybody that fix and flips, know your numbers. And you have to take a step back, know your numbers. And you also, it's not a piece of art, it's a property. And so,
right, we got to take the emotions out of it for the investor. You know, if I'm going to go out and buy a house to live in, that's my home.
Yes.
And that has an emotional attachment. I got to go down and look at this thing every day. I'm going to go to bed there. I'm going to wake up there. It's my home. I'm emotionally attached to it. But when we are going to be an investor, it's now an investment.
Yes.
And we have to step back from our emotions a little bit and use more, dare I say, intellect in buying that property and how we're going to buy that property. You know, if I'm going to be an investor, I certainly don't want to own the properties in my own name. That would be tantamount to foolish, I guess.
Well, that's what you're here for.
This foolish. And so we want to, you know, how do you set your business up? How do you protect it? What are the right people involved? And I think this idea of knowing your market, because real estate is a niche market. I mean, there are so many different phases and aspects. I mean, some people get into it to be a land developer. That's real estate.
Yep.
You know, or be a builder. That's part of the real estate industry. Or real estate agents and brokers. And, you know, there's so many different things people do. And then when we get into the investments, you know, all of those are out there. You know, some people buy and hold. Some of them want to buy them for just a couple years, maybe do lease options.
And
what is it someone wants to do? And if someone, Carl, if someone's thinking about getting into the business, mm-hmm. what is the first thing you would want to tell them about getting into being an investor?
It goes back to what I originally said. Know why you're investing. Know what you want to invest in. What is the purpose? What excites you about investing? If it's purely money, then just know that. And know how do you want to make that money? Do you want to make it passively or do you want to make it actively? Do you want to have 100 plus units or do you want to just have one at a time? So it's know what you actually want to do first. And then from there, that'll give you a better direction on where to go. Because like we've mentioned a few times already, there's so many different directions to go in this business. And if you go down the wrong path, you might find yourself stuck or losing money later because it was not the right thing for you. And back to the emotions, taking a step back and removing the emotions by learning the numbers. So you need to learn the numbers in real estate once you actually learn which niche you want to go into. And I've tell this to everybody. Real estate investing is pretty simple. It's just numbers, pieces of paper, and people. That's it. Those three things. It doesn't get more complicated than that. You got to know the numbers. You got to have the people on your team. And you got to have the pieces of paper that make the transactions actually work.
Hey, folks, if you'd like to question us today or have a question that you're just burning to ask about the real estate market or really any other legal thing you'd like to talk about, we'd love to field that for you today. Charles in office, in studio right now with us, and we are live and love to chat with you. And the phone numbers, Brian's going to push that button and he's going to turn the phones on and he's going to bright-eyed and bushy-tailed take your calls and get them right out here on air. 888-973-5476. That gets you right on air at KTTH in Cairo. 888-973-5476. Your partner in law. We will be right back with more real estate. Most Americans have a fear of running out of money in retirement. And when we look at the things that we fear the most, it's long-term illness and the high cost of health care. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH.
And I'm Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio here on Cairo. Saturday, May 12th, Rick is going to teach you the must-know information on estate planning, and I will be discussing new long-term care options, including plans that pay you back if you never use them.
At this special event on May 12th, Brian and I will provide you the critical information you'll need to protect and preserve your hard-earned assets.
Attend our retirement asset protection class. Register today at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We'll teach you the valuable ins and outs of asset protection, so register today. Retirement asset protection is Saturday, May 12th, and we still have space available. Don't delay. Register today. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
If you invest in real estate or want to learn how to, you need to attend the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, April 27th through the 29th at the Westin in Bellevue. Come network with 650 plus real estate investors and over 50 vendors, 30 professional speakers. It doesn't matter if you're just beginning or an advanced real estate investor. This is the expo for you. Hi, this is Tarl Yarber, a passionate Northwest real estate investor and founder of the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo. We're going to have experts and investor speakers from all over the U.S. and locally who are actually doing it. Real investors kicking butt, showing you how they are crushing it. They're going to teach you how to raise capital, how to find better deals, scale your business, lead conversion, off-market marketing, multifamily investing, new build construction, how to invest out of state, and a heck of a lot more. It's all going to be at the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, April 27th through the 29th at the Westin in Bellevue. For a complete speaker lineup and schedule, go to pnwrealestateexpo.com. This is your final week to enter radio at the checkout, and you'll save $75 when you register now at pnwrealestateexpo.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. Hey, why don't you go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Check out our newsletters. You can email us there under the contact button for your life plan organizers. We need to know if you're married or single or in a registered domestic partnership. And we've got our seminars and our classes that are there. We've got the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo coming up really quick here. It's raging up. Big event going to be at the Westin Hotel April 27, 8, and 9. You need to get registered for that today. Use promo code RICK75 at pnwrealestateexpo.com. It's all on the Your Partner in Law website. Just click on the buy tickets and you'll get all the information. And those of you who are then are interested in looking at protecting your assets for long-term care and things of that nature, we're going to be doing an event on May 12th, and that's going to be called Retirement Asset Protection. That's on the website, too. Check that out. And, hey, if you're, you know, if I'm not busy enough, I'm going to be speaking also at Vestry's Retire Meet North, and that's going to be happening on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, up in Everett. And you can go to retiremeet.com and check that one out. Awesome event. It might be sold out. Oh, so boy. Check it out. If there's a ticket available, grab it because it's very light. Hey, I think we've got a phone call here, and we're going to go to Jeff. We got Jeff on? Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hi, Jeff. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, I just had a quick question.
Sure.
I was basically bought a purchase this place in Central Washington, and then I'm basically trying to like borrow money off of it to help pay for it, and then maybe buy build something next to it. Or is that possible to do? Or and then I tried to get a VA loan, and they didn't accept it through the people I bought it with. So, and I was wanting to know if I could still go into a VA loan. So I don't know if that's a question you know.
Well, I'm not a lender, but I have a little knowledge in that. If you
yeah.
own the property, you
yeah I do.
Then you could
well,
certainly
not yet. I still am paying off of it, you know.
Well, I mean, well, but yeah. you're entitled.
You're entitled.
So if
yeah,
you're,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so if you're entitled, yeah, I would think you could talk to a mortgage broker who specializes in VA loans. Steve Teitler at Best Mortgage is a really good option for you. He does a really good job on VA
yeah,
loans.
Yeah, I heard about them.
Yeah, and just asking, but you can do a refinance, and you could do a cash-out refinance on VA.
Mm-hmm.
And so the answer okay. is yes, that may be available to you. So that would be an option. So you purchased a property, and you would like to now pull some equity out of that to invest in other properties. Is that
your neighbor?
Yeah, property? Well, and then, you know, trying to kind of spruce up my property, too.
Okay. So well, I'm going to let you talk to Taro, because this is what he does. He buys houses like okay. ugly ducks things and fixes them up and stuff like that. So
Jeff,
Taro, what would you tell Jeff?
Jeff, you said you had a neighboring property, or you have your property, you want to split it off and build another property? What is it that you said in the beginning?
There may be possible to do that, but I'd have to... you know, go into like the county and see mm-hmm. if that's possible. So,
correct. So you have a bigger lot that you think that you might be able to.
Yeah. But if there's also like a utilities road there that yeah. goes through it too. So I don't know if that's going to.
Yeah. That's
make
your first.
It to where, like,
depending on where you're at, you're definitely wanting to talk to your city municipality for permitting and also mm-hmm. your land use development, your BLA. So to be
okay.
able to find out if that's even possible for your lot. And everything depends
okay.
on the zoning codes for where your property is and
yeah.
what your city is.
And then
is
my other doing. Question is,
So and
I forgot.
That's okay. So yeah, I
oh,
would just
I it's okay. I have it now. It's basically like I've kind of almost ran out of money, but at the same mm-hmm. time, like I'm still kind of, you know, work, live, and check to check and.
Yep.
I've basically kind of been a ski bum my whole life, and then buying this place, and I kind of like have no retirement, so it's my only retirement, you know. So mm-hmm. as far as that goes, so
Well, you know, you've kind of set some wheels in motion, but you know, Jeff, to be honest with you, it sounds like you need to come out to the expo and meet some people and that are doing a lot of this type of work and people who have successfully done it. I would really encourage you to do that. You've got a great opportunity. At least you've got a property to work with and see what's there.
Well, I have to work 8 days a week to afford it, though, too, so which sucks. So.
Well, we got to get you out of that because, you know, that's not a fun mode to be in, but there's other ways to do that.
No, not at all.
And that's the cool thing about coming out and talk to other people, because you'll find other people that are probably just like you. Tarl was a ski bum or something like that.
I am a ski bum.
And so at least you got a fellow ski bum there to talk to. But it's really helpful in the business to know that, you know, well, these are normal trials and tribulations. These are normal things. Cash is always king in this business.
Yes.
You know, nobody has an abundance of cash. So using other people's money.
I used to, and then I bought a house. So,
there you go.
That'll strip you of it really good. Hey, Jeff, we got to scoop, but thank you so much for calling your partner-in-law. We do appreciate it, and come on out to the expo.
Yeah, when's that expo at, though?
April 27th, 28th, and 29th in Bellevue, Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's PNW, realestateexpo.com. PNW, northwestexpo.com. Thanks, Jeff. Hey, folks, we're talking real estate today. Hey, I wanted to just kind of, you know, we started off on the pre-acquisition phase, identifying the property, know what niche you're in, what area of real estate I think is fundamental to sit down and have a discussion with yourself, and if you're an investor group or whatever. But what are we going to be doing? Because you have to pick a niche. It's very hard to say, well, I'll be in commercial here and warehousing here and apartments here and single family over here. That's really hard to manage and deal with.
And you could totally do that once you've perfected the others as you go, right?
So grow.
And for my personal business, when I first started out years ago, I thought I would do everything, and I didn't start having any really true success until I said, I'm going to be in fix and flip. Now that we've done that for a number of years, I now branch off to a lot of other different real estate avenues. But I stuck with one for a period of time and mastered it.
You know, and I think that's important in so many things. Do what you do well and then learn to expand out from that, whether you want to say, well, I started off with a single family home and, I really like that. Maybe I'll go into multifamily and start buying some duplexes or triplexes or fourplexes or, I really like that. Well, maybe I'll move up to a 20-unit apartment building, stuff like that. And so there is a natural progression that can happen in real estate. But like everything else, starting at the beginning is kind of fundamental. Hey, I got that telltale sign in my ear here saying it's time to take a quick break. So, folks, we'll take more of your calls at 888-973-5476. 888-973-5476. That's going to get you right on air with your partner-in-law, and you can ask Tarl Yarber all your real estate questions. We'd love to answer them for you today. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Most Americans have a fear of running out of money in retirement. And when we look at the things that we fear the most, it's long-term illness and the high cost of health care. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH.
And I'm Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio here on Cairo. Saturday, May 12th, Rick is going to teach you the must-know information on estate planning, and I will be discussing new long-term care options, including plans that pay you back if you never use them.
At this special event on May 12th, Brian and I will provide you the critical information you'll need to protect and preserve your hard-earned assets.
Attend our retirement asset protection class. Register today at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We'll teach you the valuable ins and outs of asset protection, so register today. Retirement asset protection is Saturday, May 12th, and we still have space available. Don't delay. Register today. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770. KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, and I've got Tarl Yarber of Fixated Real Estate and the mastermind behind Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo. Put a .com in that to get your tickets. Promo code RICK75. Please don't delay because the tickets will go away. So, Charles, you know, been talking about this little pre-acquisition phase and getting ready to sell real estate because you really got to get ready today.
Yep.
And so what we want to do is talk a little bit about putting your team together. You need a team. So hold on to that thought because we're going to talk to Lori here real quick, who's called in. She's got some real estate questions. Good morning. Is it Lori or Lauren?
Lauren,
sorry about that. Gotcha.
No problem.
All righty, how you doing?
I'm just doing fine.
Excellent, thank you.
I enjoy your program. I listen every weekend.
Well, thank you so much. You're very kind. I do appreciate that. So what's your real estate question today?
Well, if I have some farmland and I would like to give it to, I guess it wouldn't matter, it'd be a family member or a good friend. And I know now I think that they've raised the once-a-year gift deal to $15,000 a year to as many people as you like.
Right.
I was wondering if I could make out an affidavit and for a husband and wife, something like that, and say, I hereby give so-and-so $15,000 each equity in this real estate, and then to put down at least the tax number on the taxes.
Let me kind of pop in here just a little bit for
sure.
You. The answer is, you know, depending on, is it ultimate goal to gift them 100% of the property?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Is your estate over $2 million?
Yes.
Okay. So is it over $11 million?
Questionable.
Okay. So before you do anything, we need to talk taxes. Okay.
Yeah.
Not just the gift tax that we'd have to look at if you gifted too much away, but also when you gift the property to the individuals, they'll be inheriting your cost basis. There'll be no step up. So we'll want to make sure if these are friends that you're passing along to them the information they're going to need to establish their basis.
It's only my cost basis.
Yes, sir, when you give the property away during life. So sounds like you got a pretty substantial estate there. I'd certainly encourage you to maybe give us a call during the week where we could talk turkey with you and get into some specifics that we certainly don't want to get into on the radio here. But gifting the way you're talking about can be done in a variety of ways. It can be done incrementally over time or all at once, just depending on, you know, what your goals and objectives are. So that's, again, we'd want to get back in and saying, what are your goals? What are your objectives? And then how do we best deal with that? So, but it's not as simple as, you know, don't do a self-help and the numbers like you're giving me for your estate. So we won't want to do that. That could get you in a lot of tax ramifications that are unnecessary. So we want to try to manage those capital gains tax and everything else that's going to go along with that.
I
gift
see.
Taxes. Okay.
Well, but, yeah, I can see where it makes sense. I thought maybe if the property was, say, $100,000, if I did it over a period of about 3 years, just saying I was doing it in form of affidavits, then when I reached the maximum, then I could go to the courthouse and say, see, I've done this
Yeah, normally to convey real estate or an interest in real estate, that has to be done by deed. And so what we're doing some things like this. Right, so if you're going
to
give them, let's say, 10% this year, just for the sake of it, you would do a deed giving them 10%. And then
you'd have to do a deed each year, huh?
Yep. Or we could do there's other more sophisticated ways, and I hate to even talk to them on the radio because then we get people to go out and try to do that. But you can actually put in a deed that year one so much conveys, year two, in other words, a vesting schedule. That can be done, a little tricky. Don't want to do that too often, so don't go out there and do self-help. So, but there's a couple different ways to accomplish what you're looking at, and we'd want to, you know, kind of take a look at those to make sure that you're taking
which
full advantage.
Which one is the most applicable?
You got it.
You mentioned is it over $11 million?
Well, the federal estate
rules change then
January 1st with the new tax act. The maximum gift tax exemption. Now, for what we call your lifetime gift tax exemptions, $11.2 million. And there is no gift tax at Washington state level, so we've got some interplay there between the two and $11 million. So that's one of the things we always want to
do. Are you saying anything over $11 million?
That would be
gift?
No. If you gift more than $11.2 million, you would owe a federal tax of 35% on the excess. We're not talking that number, but every time you make a gift of that nature that's above the annual, the $15,000 per year, if you make a gift bigger than that, then that starts deducting from your lifetime exemption, which, if you follow my argument here, also then reduces your death tax exemption, which could cause you more taxes when you die. So it's kind of one of these domino things we want to try to avoid.
But does Washington State have any time? I mean, they just have the one. As far as inheritance tax, theirs is normally a percentage of the federal?
No, sir. That's the old law. Went away. That used to be called the pickup tax. What we have now is a standalone inheritance tax in Washington, and it's taxed on everything over $2 million. The first million is 10%, and then it ratchets up to 20% over the next $6 million. And that is a tax on top of the federal if someone is over the 11.
Yes, I realize that.
Federal.
Yeah. Are there how many states do not have?
Oh, you know, I don't have the exact number. It keeps changing, but it's slightly less than half have their own estate tax, I think, now, and the other half share with the federal government under the old system.
We need then to get another governor back here like Dixie Lee Ray who threw it out.
Well, I always tell people, if you want to change taxes, you have to change your politics sometimes. That's the way it goes.
Well, that's a big job, though.
You bet. Hey, Lauren, I got a scoot. They're giving me the signal I got to take a break here. So thanks so much for calling your partner-in-law. We certainly appreciate you listening. Lois, hang on. We'll pick you up right after break, but we are going to have to take a quick break. More of your calls at 888-973-5476. Your partner-in-law will be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
If you invest in real estate or want to learn how to, you need to attend the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, April 27th through the 29th at the Westin in Bellevue. Come network with 650-plus real estate investors and over 50 vendors, 30 professional speakers. It doesn't matter if you're just beginning or an advanced real estate investor. This is the expo for you. Hi, this is Tarl Yarber, a passionate Northwest real estate investor and founder of the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo. We're going to have experts and investor speakers from all over the U.S. and locally who are actually doing it. Real investors kicking butt, showing you how they are crushing it. They're going to teach you how to raise capital, how to find better deals, scale your business, lead conversion, off-market marketing, multifamily investing, new build construction, how to invest out of state, and a heck of a lot more. It's all going to be at the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, April 27th through the 29th at the Westin in Bellevue. For a complete speaker lineup and schedule, go to pnwrealestateexpo.com. This is your final week to enter radio at the checkout, and you'll save $75 when you register now at pnwrealestateexpo.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. I truly believe putting a long-term care plan in place is one of the best things you can do to protect your assets and your family. But I also know more planning is needed as you head into retirement, and none more important than estate planning. That's why I would like you to join me and attorney Rick Gregorick on May 12th for our upcoming retirement asset protection class. Rick is host of Your Partner-in-Law right here on Cairo, and he will educate you on the steps needed to set up an estate plan to protect you and your family, and he will also teach you about some of the most common mistakes people make when putting an estate plan together. I will be discussing new long-term care options, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. So join us Saturday, May 12th in Kirkland for Retirement Asset Protection. Seating is limited for this special class, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, law firm of Gregorick Associates. Hey, I've got Tarl Yarber in the studio this morning from Fixated Real Estate, and he's the coordinator of the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo coming up here on the 27th, 8th, and 9th of April. That's not this coming weekend, but one weekend past that, so it's really coming up really fast.
Right around the corner.
You got it. So, hey, Tarl, we were talking a little bit about the type of people that we want to get in our team before we even think about making an offer on a property. And Lois, hang on out there. You're up next.
So, I mean, like, in reality, when you're starting out, there's so many different people you can talk to. And that's one of the reasons why I had to come out to the expo, because you can meet every single one of these people at the expo that you need to build your team or replace your team. Maybe you don't like the one that you have. But whether you're not, you know, a lot of us have a real estate agent. A lot of us, of course, when you go to find the property, you're going to need some way to finance the property. Title and escrow, you know, if we forget that little bit, you know, you won't be able to actually transact the property unless you have a title and escrow agent. And then attorney. We got one right here.
Hey, you know, if you're going to be an investor, it's a business.
That's right.
And I think most investors that are successful use attorneys, they use CPAs, they use other professionals so they can concentrate on doing what they do well on the investment side, whether it's they're an expert in the acquisition or in the negotiation phase or the build out or whatever. Yep. But do what you do well and delegate the rest. I mean, that's a basic tenet of business.
You can't be an expert in all these things. And if you are, you're probably not. But the truth is, I'm so happy to have Rick next to me on that last caller because he was able to answer all those great questions about taxation and so forth that I wouldn't be able to have to answer. But you need your CPA talking about taxes.
I mean, we all need a CPA. Absolutely.
There's so many investors that I've met out there that they focus on the properties and they focus on the deal so much, and then they push off aside their bookkeeping and their CPA stuff until April 14th.
Yeah, and then you find out I didn't make as much money as I thought I was going to make in that property because of the taxes, and taxes could be huge. Hey, Lois, thank you so much for hanging in there. Good morning, and welcome to Your Partner in Law. Lois, you with us?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for hanging on.
Okay.
What's your question today?
Oh, that's all right. Okay, I have a commercial building in Tacoma, and
love Tacoma.
I finally got the renters out, but they owe me about $6,000 in rent, not counting late fee.
Yeah.
Should I lower it maybe and take them to small claims court, or is it worth it getting a lawyer? I also have some cleanup fees.
You know, it's probably not worth getting a lawyer, coming from a lawyer. Amounts in controversy under $10,000 are very difficult to deal with from, you know, a financial standpoint. So as a business, you know, sometimes you do want to make a business decision that, you know, where is my best case? I've seen many successful folks in small claims. I mean, one of your issues is, are you going to have anything to recover from this person? Do they have any assets that you're aware of to recover? Or is it just that you want to get a judgment against them? So at some point in the future, if they ever run into money, they'll pay you. That would be the other issue. But, you know, most people that get sued, you're probably going to win the lawsuit pretty easy. But then you've got to then collect on the judgment that you would get. And that's always the hard part, is collecting on the judgment.
Now, did you legally evict
well,
these people?
Well, sometimes it might be the principle of the matter.
Absolutely, and I don't have a problem with that either. So,
you know.
But we do have many of our clients that are in your situation. We do help them with those types of things. If people have a lot of that activity, we actually work with a couple of people who do nothing but evictions and things of that nature. So it's kind of one of those little specialty niches for lawyers to work in, especially working closely with commercial landlords like yourself. Now, is this a resident? It's commercial, so it's a building. A business that was rented.
Yeah.
Is there any personal guarantees on the lease?
What do you mean by personal guarantee?
Okay, so a business rented it from you. So did the owner of the business personally guarantee the lease payments? Because if not, it's really hard to collect against, say, if he's an LLC or a corporation.
He has money.
Okay, but it doesn't matter if he has money, but I'm trying to figure out, did you rent it to the business or to him individually? Yeah, that's what we got to figure out.
Oh, well, his LLC went on the contract.
Okay, so that may make collection much more...
Him as manager of the LLC.
Right, that, you know, without a personal guarantee... it may be very difficult to collect against an LLC if it's properly done. You know what I'm going to suggest to you, Lois, is give us a call during the week and ask to speak with any of us at the office, either Scott, Ted, or myself. We all do this type of work, and we kind of walk you through it a little bit. You can go to the office number, which is area code 425-284-3450. And why don't you give us a call so we can maybe talk some more details with you and maybe look at some documents and give you some better guidance just to make sure.
Okay.
All righty. So thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. So thanks for calling. And, Tarl, so, you know, putting this team together is so critical on this pre-acquisition because, boy, oh, boy, once you decide to say and put an offer on paper, then you've kind of hit a point of, you know, you're moving forward.
You're moving forward.
And in the Seattle market, when you submit that offer, what's going to happen next in our market today?
What's going to happen? Oh, once you get the offer in? So when you submit the offer, if it's on market and you're doing on the MLS, you're going to have probably 10 other offers competing against you. So you're going to want to make your offer as impactful as you can so that way you can help ensure that you're going to get the property. But we could talk about that coming up after the next break.
You bet, because that's a really important one. We don't want you to overbuy, but we don't want you to miss a deal either. So it's kind of one of those fine lines that
Absolutely.
You have to develop. Hey, more of your calls at 888-973-5476. Get you right on air at Cairo and KTTH. Your partner in law, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind knowing that everything has been taken care of is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
If you invest in real estate or want to learn how to, you need to attend the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, April 27th through the 29th at the Westin in Bellevue. Come network with 650-plus real estate investors and over 50 vendors, 30 professional speakers. It doesn't matter if you're just beginning or an advanced real estate investor. This is the expo for you. Hi, this is Tarl Yarber, a passionate Northwest real estate investor and founder of the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo. We're going to have experts and investor speakers from all over the U.S. and locally who are actually doing it. Real investors kicking butt, showing you how they are crushing it. They're going to teach you how to raise capital, how to find better deals, scale your business, lead conversion, off-market marketing, multifamily investing, new build construction, how to invest out of state, and a heck of a lot more. It's all going to be at the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, April 27th through the 29th at the Westin in Bellevue. For a complete speaker lineup and schedule, go to pnwrealestateexpo.com. This is your final week to enter radio at the checkout, and you'll save $75 when you register now at pnwrealestateexpo.com.
Most Americans have a fear of running out of money in retirement. And when we look at the things that we fear the most, it's long-term illness and the high cost of health care. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH.
And I'm Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio here on Cairo. Saturday, May 12th, Rick is going to teach you the must-know information on estate planning, and I will be discussing new long-term care options, including plans that pay you back if you never use them.
At this special event on May 12th, Brian and I will provide you the critical information you'll need to protect and preserve your hard-earned assets.
Attend our retirement asset protection class. Register today at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We'll teach you the valuable ins and outs of asset protection, so register today. Retirement asset protection is Saturday, May 12th, and we still have space available. Don't delay. Register today. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, law firm of Gregorick & Associates. Hey, check us out online at yourpartnerinlaw.com. And we've got our newsletters there. We've got our life plan organizers that you can request. They're not live on the website yet. And check out our other seminars that are coming up. We've got the Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo, which we've talked a lot about today because it's a huge event. It's going to be really fun and really educational. Pacific Northwest Real Estate Expo.com. Enter Rick75 at checkout and you get a $75 discount. Rick, R-I-C-K, 75. So get the money.
Let's do this.
Get the money. Hey, Charles, so we were talking a little bit about the pre-acquisition phase and putting the people together, and then we're getting ready to make the offer. Well, it's all going to start now. So we're going to make that offer, and in our market, we're anticipating, for most cases, multiple bids. What does the investor do in that multiple bid environment?
Well, the investor today that is actively investing intelligently in the business is actually not putting offers on the MLS. They're not looking at properties that are on the multiple listing service working with real estate agents. They're actually doing their best to try to find the properties prior to them even going onto the MLS. And that's one way to help avoid multiple offers, because a lot of the properties that we're looking for are dilapidated, they're messed up, maybe the person wants to be able to move out quickly for whatever reason, and they don't want to put it on the MLS.
And a lot of these properties, let's just call them distressed, that they may not be able, a buyer may not be able to get financing on that property because it needs too much repair work. Now, maybe they could get an FHA 203 rehab loan or something like that. But that would be, you know, if I want to move into my house, most people don't want to move in and do a major remodel before they can move in if that's going to be living in. So that home becomes a inventory home, so to speak, when we're looking at an investor. So since it's not conventionally financeable, we're not going to be able to go down and get an FHA or conventional loan or a VA loan typically to, you know, buy a property that's got a lot of deficiencies in it, a new roof, foundation, all this kind of stuff that might need. So we look to the investor, kind of the hard money lending.
There's hard money lenders. Yeah, there's a number of things.
Tell people a little bit about that. I mean, the good part, but also the risk.
Yeah, and I mean, not to jump around, but the truth is when you're putting offers out there on the property, you have to be able to come in strong, whether it's on market or off market. And part of that coming on strong is your finances. And now whether or not you have, you know, very few of us has $1 million liquid to go buy a house cash. So when you hear somebody saying they're going to go buy a house cash, in reality, they're buying the property not traditionally financed. They're buying it through like a hard money lender or a private money lender. And if you don't know which one either one is, come out to the PNW Real Estate Expo because there's going to be about 15 of them there with booths out of the 50 that are going to be there.
So, yeah, so there's, you know, Eastside Funding.
Eastside Funding, Redmond Funding, Verstone Funds.
There's a whole bunch.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch out there that do
And they're all going to be out at the Expo.
They're all going to be at the
and
Expo.
That's great. So you actually get to meet them in a more casual environment, maybe a little bit, and learn about
Have
this.
Have a cocktail, talk to them. Right?
There
it's
going
to be great. So and, yes, that allows you to waive contingencies for your financing because you know you have a backing right behind you to be able to buy the property. Now, you have to calculate that in. That goes back to your numbers. So when we're making an offer on a property, we know what our numbers are. We know if we have a high holding cost due to, because guess what? you're having somebody else pay cash, no contingencies on the financing of the property, you're going to pay a little bit more for sure than your traditional lender is going to charge you for an FHA or conventional mortgage at your local Chase Bank or whatever.
Right, because they're short-term loans.
They're short-term, 6 months, 12 months, because you're there to fix up the property and then refinance and stabilize it or sell it. Now, when you're putting that offer in, what's super most important if you want to make the most competitive offer is know the property. Know what needs to be done to it. And if you're just putting in a property offer for like a 20-day inspection, you're probably not going to get the house because the fact is there's the other offer coming in. They're doing a zero-day inspection. What I mean by inspection, I'm talking about what's wrong with the property. They're going to look for, you know, is there electrical, plumbing, roofing, windows, whatever it might be that might be need to be done to it. Well, if you have to go in and then get everybody on board to find that out before you put your offer in, it's going to delay and muddle up your offer versus if you go to the house prior to putting your offer in, have your homeowner inspector, which is part of your team, or your contractor out there to help figure out what's wrong with the house before you buy it. Then you're able to put in a better, stronger offer because you could waive your inspection rights.
Well, you got to have your eyes open. I mean, you know, there's so many potential defects in any home, but yes. Like I said, having a professional inspector, your contractor, maybe even a structural engineer in some cases,
if you need it, yeah.
Go through some of these properties. If you can do that pre-offer, you're going to be able to put in a better offer and defend your offer price better because when the seller counters, oh, well, do you want more money? Mm-hmm. Well, no, look, it's going to cost $100,000 to do this and $50,000 to do this. Yep. And so you've kind of got your ducks all lined up to make that offer, and you know what your risks are because there's risk involved in every real estate transaction. And we want people to realize that, understand that risk, because it is a risk-reward type of model in
Correct.
This business.
And I'd rather spend a little bit of money up front paying for somebody to evaluate the property professionally for me than lose a ton of money on the back end after I bought a house I shouldn't have bought.
Well, yeah, sometimes it's better to move on. I mean, there may be some projects, again, depending on your individual experience or your wallet. I mean, some projects you get into them and all of a sudden you find hidden defects.
Yeah. And let's be, I'm just going to be completely brutally honest. If you have never done anything with construction or rehab ever, and you buy a 120-year-old house in downtown Madrona, Seattle, wherever you are,
good luck.
And you think you're going to take that 1910 home and turn it into a modern brand new build property in less than 3 months, you have a challenge there. That's probably not going to happen, and your budget is going to go way off track, and you might want to start a little bit smaller.
Well, yeah, scale it down. Dude. Maybe if you're just getting started, maybe your first rehab is paint and carpet.
Yeah, which you're not going to find that in Seattle.
You might find that on
the tertiary markets or outside markets. Maybe you can go down to Pierce County, go up to Snohomish County, go outside to Kitsap County, right. And you might find something there that you might be able to do that. But today, that's where your team comes in so powerfully. You get a good contractor, get a good inspector, get a good attorney, get people in there that know what they're doing with you so you can learn it. And if you already know what you're doing, fantastic. Go get a better team as you grow.
You know, folks, I would love to keep going, but we're going to run out of time. But, you know, some of the other key things about negotiating the sale, what are some key things there? How do you go through closing and escrow and title checks and doing all that kind of stuff? Well, we ran out of time today, but that means you need to come to the expo, and that's going to be the April 27th, 8 and 9. It starts Friday over in Bellevue at the Westin Hotel, Pacific Northwest, realestateexpo.com. Please use checkout code RICK75. You get a $75 discount. How wonderful is that? How wonderful it is to talk to you. Tarl, thank you so much.
Thanks
I'm so excited about coming out to the expo. That's going to be really fun. I really love the real estate component of our business. I mean, most of our folks here are the estate planners and all that, but we do business and real estate and all kinds of other fun things. And so this is a great place for us to showcase ourselves as well. But I think you put together a great event with lots of really great folks out there.
So, like yourself, Rick. You'll be there.
That's right. So, hey, folks, we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.